On your browser, type betting.co.zm, click register, enter your phone number, create a password, confirm you're over 18, and you're in. Enjoy thrilling games like Aviator, Spin and Win, Score Predictions, and more. Don't miss out. Follow Ward Zambia today and experience sports betting like never before. Ward, where every bet counts. Get ready for the ultimate African music takeover as we count down to the hottest 40 songs dominating the continent. From Afrobeat, I'm a Piano, Quiet Joe, Afro Trap, Afro R&B, Bongo Flavor, and some Afro Fusion. It's Africa's sound in one countdown. No skips, no breaks, just your African hits. This is more than a countdown. It's the heartbeat of Africa. Welcome to the Afro Top 40.
Redefined radio. Your radio. Your power. Your noise. Feel it. Oh, 91.3 FM. Bringing you out of the press news. From Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Former PF ally NCP leader Peter Chanda declares fragmented opposition not ready to unseat UPND. NGOCC condemns secretive assent and enforcement of public gathering law. In international news, U.S. calls for stricter travel controls as Ebola cases exceed 600. In sports, Copper Queens defeat Zimbabwe Warriors 3-0 to win Four Nations Tournament.
And now, the Power FM News.
With you up front to Arab News every day, my name is Viola Chuma. National Congress Party NCP leader Pastor Peter Chanda says the opposition has failed to position itself as a strong alternative to the ruling UPND due to internal divisions and leadership wrangles. Speaking on the political podcast, Pastor Chanda said opposition political parties spent too much time fighting over who should lead alliances and serve as a special purpose vehicle following the death of six Republican presidents. He said efforts to unite opposition forces were undermined by disagreements among leaders, resulting in fragmentation that has weakened their chances ahead of the 2026 general elections. Pastor Chanda revealed that he offered the NCP presidential candidature platform to another opposition leader in an effort to foster unity, but the proposal was declined. He noted that the expulsion of the Patriotic Front from the Tonse Alliance further complicated opposition efforts, despite earlier recognition that the former ruling party remained a key stakeholder in opposition politics. Pastor Chanda said the opposition is currently unmatched against the UPND, which he described as better organized and more prepared for the upcoming elections.
More to say, what did it take for us to win? Yes, but we spent a lot of time not agreeing as to who should be here. We spent a lot of time debating about the special purpose vehicle. We spent, because we needed to have, when you look at how UPND behaved while was in opposition, it's different from the way we have behaved while was in opposition. Even now, the few that feel they have the population that they have, they are getting ahead of themselves with some measure of excitement. This is not a game where you can be able to talk about being excited with the fact that maybe you have a few masses that have come towards you. We are talking about going into an election with somebody that was in opposition for 23 years.
In another development, the Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, says it is disappointed by media reports suggesting that the Public Gathering Bill of 2026 has already been assented to by President Hakainde Hichilema and now is law. NGOCC Board Chairperson Beauty Katebe notes with concern over the presidential assent occurring without any formal public announcement by the government, describing the development as gravely troubling. Ms. Katere has emphasized that this is not merely a procedural oversight, but an affront to democratic accountability, legality, and the rule of law. She has highlighted that the bill was presented to Parliament so late that stakeholders were left with only two options, accept it as is, or revert to the outdated Public Order Act. She further noted that a law of such constitutional importance was rushed through the National Assembly without genuine stakeholder scrutiny and has reportedly been enforced before citizens were formally informed. Ms. Katere described this approach as worrisome, undemocratic, and indicative of poor governance.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, is deeply alarmed by reports carried by various media houses that the Public Gathering Bill of 2026 has already been assented to by President Hakainde Hichilema and is now law. This has happened without any formal public announcement by the government, hence gravely troubling. A law of such constitutional significance was rushed through the National Assembly without genuine stakeholder scrutiny and has reportedly been enforced before citizens were formally informed. This is not a minor procedural lapse, but an affront to democratic accountability, legality, and the rule of law. What is even more concerning is that the bill was presented to Parliament so late that stakeholders were effectively left with only two options: accept it as it was, or revert to the archaic Public Order Act.
In other news, a central parliamentary candidate, Columbus Mulele, has pledged to enhance representation and accountability in the constituency if elected in the 2026 general elections. In an interview with Parfum Livingston, Mr. Mulele said his non-aligned status would allow him to serve all residents regardless of political affiliation and ensure equitable access to the Constituency Development Fund. He expressed concern that many residents remain unaware of how to access CDF opportunities despite the fund's increase from 1.6 million kwacha to 40 million kwacha. Mr. Mulele argued that Livingston has lacked an effective voice over the past 5 years, resulting in limited progress in addressing poverty, infrastructure challenges, and economic hardships facing residents. The independent candidate noted the absence of visible major development projects funded through CDF in recent years, contrasting this with previous initiatives such as market facilities and transport infrastructure that brought tangible benefits to the community. He stated that his priority would be to ensure that Livingston's concerns are effectively represented and addressed.
For the past 5 years, Livingston has never had a voice. So I want to bring back Livingston where they have a voice back on the table, because the problem that is there is you don't have a voice, meaning people don't even recognize you. So if you have a voice and you speak for Livingston, even the government will listen and help the people of Livingston so that we can move together. At the moment, the past 5 years, we've seen no representation. The only thing we heard most was people talking about tourism, but not about what challenges the people of Livingston are facing. You know, if you go around anywhere in the market, in the street, you find that if you ask somebody, say, what do you know about CDF? Have you ever benefited from CDF? 95% will tell you that it's just a story. I don't think it's even there in the world. They just tell us that it's there, but you don't see it.
A trade union analysis report has revealed that suspected digital fraud in Zambia has fallen below global rate in 2025, as consumers report third-party seller scams cause most losses. The analysis shows that 1.1% of transaction attempts involving consumers in Zambia in 2025 were suspected of digital fraud, well below the global average of 3.8%. The report says despite the year-over-year decline in suspected digital fraud, fraudsters continue to adapt, turning to high-trust, scam-based tactics that can bypass traditional safeguards. While overall suspected digital fraud rates remain comparatively low, the consumer impact remains